Now, I wonder if we've got any children who would be willing to come and help me with the talk this morning. Would you like to sit down? It'd be really good. I especially need somebody to write on some paper with some chalk. We're on your way. Brilliant. On your way. We can wait. Don't worry. While they're arriving, it would be good if you could think about four things. The first thing to think about is your front door. You walked out of it this morning, or maybe you came through the back door, but think about the colour. Think about if you want to grab some cushions and sit round, that's great. Do you want to put them on the floor? Then you can actually see me. Okay. Put them over there, that's it. That's it. Does it have a knocker or a doorbell? Does it have a number on it? Think about your front door. The next thing to think about is that it is a new year. This is the first Sunday of the new year. So just think about, if you can remember, what number, what special number this year has. The third thing, we might need some help from the adults here, is the traditional names for the wise men. Now, it doesn't say there were three anywhere in the Bible, but there are some traditional names dating from about the 6th century of the wise men. So later on, I should be asking if anybody can help us with that. And then the fourth thing, who has done Latin at school? Right, I need three words. The word for Christ, the word for a house, and the word that means bless. So you can be thinking about that, because I won't come to that just yet. Now, first of all, today we've heard about those wise men who, guided by a star, came into the house that Jesus was in. So we can guess that he wasn't still in the stable. He'd probably grown up to about the age of 2, and he was in a house with Mary, his mother. So we can think, as they came through the doors of the house, we can think about all the people that come to our houses during this year. Maybe family, the people that live there, maybe grannies, granddads, uncles, aunties, friends, relations. All sorts of people during this year will come through your front door. And this year has got a special number. Do you remember I told you, asked you if you could think about it? I wonder if anybody can tell me what the special number is for this year. Do we know what year it is? It's 2026 already. So can we start off by one of you writing 20 at the beginning here? Somebody willing to write 20? To about here. So 20. Okay? That's it. Great. And then a plus sign for me, please. Excellent. So that 20 reminds us that it's 2,000 years or thereabouts since those wise men entered the house. Now, do you remember that I asked you if you knew the traditional names of the wise men? Anybody know it down here? Anybody know it out there? Balthazar. Great. Another one? Melchior. Melchior. That's right. Last one? Casper. Okay. Now, we're going to start the other way round, all right? Otherwise, it doesn't work. So, we're going to start with Casper. Thank you. Melchior and Balthazar. So could somebody do a nice big C for me here? Or a curlicue, if that's what you want to call it. Oops, doesn't matter. That's it. And another little plus sign. Excellent. Somebody like to come and do an M? And another plus sign. gets it, and somebody else to a B. Yeah? And another plus sign. Yeah, there. That's great. Right, so we've got 2,000 years since, approximately, since the wise men who, since the 6th century, have been called Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, came into the house where Jesus was. But this year, especially, is 2026. So we need a 26 at the end. So anybody willing to come and do 26 for me there? Brilliant. Thank you so much. Now, those people who did Latin at school, we've got a sign here that says 20 plus C plus M plus B. Can you all see it in the choir? And then 26. What are the three words in Latin? What's the word for Christ in Latin? Christus, thank you. What's the word for house in Latin? It could be domus, yes, but think of a slightly bigger house. Mansio, thank you. And then the blessed. Beatus, or what do we say at the beginning of one of our canticles? Benedicat. Yeah? Benedictus, Benedicat. Okay, so those three letters are amazingly the same. So it could be Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, or it could be Christus, Mansionem, Benedicat. Christ bless this house. Now, you will see somewhere, sometimes, people actually chalk that by their front door. Do you remember I said, think about your front door? So what I'm going to do in a moment is to bless all this chalk, and as you leave, if you're allowed to when you get home, you can chalk that same sign next to your front door, which will be a sign to bless your house, your home, the people who live there, all the people who come and visit you. And it will remind you that just as the wise men came into the house and found Jesus, so our prayer is that as people come into our homes and our houses, that they will find the love and the kindness of Jesus. So thank you all so much for doing that. If you want to, later on, you can have a piece of paper and you can chalk your own sign. But I'm just going to bless this chalk so that you can have a piece at the end. Lord, bless this chalk in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that all who mark their doorways with it may know your blessing in their homes and share your love with all who cross its threshold. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, may all who come to our homes this year find Christ living among us, and may we seek and serve in everyone we meet that same Jesus, now and forever. Amen.